Bentornati. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are continuing on with our lesson number 37, la lezione numero 37, and the other lesson. The first part, we were going over commands, so we're continuing on with the commands or the imperative mood, l'imperativo, and we are left off at the noi form, which in English generally means the let. When it's coupled with the noi form. So, for example, parliamo della macchina. Let's talk about the car. The A-R-E, or the E-R-E example now. Vendiamo la macchina. Let's sell the car. Vendiamo la macchina. And then the I-R-E verbs, the two type of I-R-E verbs for this form, does not make a difference. So, can say, sentiamo la macchina, let's hear the car, for example, if there was a problem with the engine or something. Sentiamo la macchina, or capiamo, let's understand. For another example, capiamo la lezione, let's understand the lesson. Now note, to make a command negative, you just add non before the command, except for the singular familiar or the to command. And in that case, you just use non and the infinitive. So, for example, you would say, non parlare, don't speak, for example, if you're using the to form, the familiar form. Non parlare a quel ragazzo, don't speak to that boy, for example. Non vendere la macchina, don't sell the car. Non sentire la macchina, don't listen to the car, or non sentire, or non capire la lezione. So when you're using the to form, it's just non and the verb, the infinitive verb. But in all the other cases, you are going to conjugate it. So for example, non parlate would be using the voi, the plural form, non parlate, or non vendiamo la casa, we're not going to sell the house, or non apra lei la finestra, non apra lei la finestra, don't open the window, for example. So in all those cases, you need to conjugate it, to just put non, N-O-N, for the verb conjugation, but when you are using the to form, you just use the non plus the infinitive, non parlare, non capire, non sentire, non vendere, for example, would all pertain to the to form. The next section has some irregular commands. As you know by now, in Italian, there are exceptions to everything. And these are some of the common exceptions for the verbs andare, venire, fare, dare, dire, essere, avere, and stare. And a singular familiar would be tu. And in the next edition, I will line these up a little bit better, but it would be corresponding to the verb above. Would be va, vieni, fa, da, di, si, abbi, and sta. The next form is lei, singular polite, would be vada, venga, faccia, dia, dica, sia, abbia, and stia. And then the rest of the forms, you can continue on. And that is our final part of lesson number 37. This is Professore Lorenzo wishing you a great and fabulous day. Come back next time for lesson number 38, when we will be going over more negatives. Ciao, ciao.